This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Bah! Ah. Yeah, you know what you are? You're a bit killer.
Nah, you know what?
Bit
Here's
killer.
The thing. It was getting grosser and grosser, and in the end, first of all, I was never going to send any of you any money in the end. It just wasn't. Okay. I just wasn't. And on top of that, I decided that it would be much worse to eat a bowl of dog food than it would be to shave my eyebrow off. You guys should have accepted that counter. I would much rather, don't you think? If you had a choice between the two, do you not think you'd give up the eyebrow?
Find me another show anywhere where that sentence gets uttered today. It would be much worse to eat a bowl of dog food than it would be to shave the eyebrow. I think this is the way it should end. What I would criticize you for is, for someone who's been in radio as long as you have, let the bit breathe, man. We could have dragged this out till Friday easily.
You know what? I got stoned and I wanted it over.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you get stoned every night. You want a lot of things. We could have milked this thing for another 3 days, but this is the way the bit should end. You should lose the eyebrow. So when is it coming off?
It's going to come off on Friday.
Okay.
During the show, our social media genius, Carlos Saisu, says it can be live streamed on all platforms as it's happening.
But wait, yeah. We're going to
do
it.
You're going to do it at your house?
Yeah.
And then who's going to do it?
I guess I'll just do it myself.
Like with a razor?
Yeah,
like
with a razor. I'll put some shaving cream. Well, okay. Should I use a trimmer or should I use
shaving cream? No, I think the easiest cream? Way to go, yeah, put a lot of shaving cream on it, get a new, change the blade, get a new good razor, and I think it should come right off.
So don't have Laura do it, though.
Yeah, do not have Laura involved.
No, Laura is out on this gig.
What you can have Laura do, though, is actually draw it on for you when you go back to the studio.
Sharpie. I think the Sharpie is the key to your sanity for the next few months.
So you know what I found? I found stick-on eyebrows.
Like Eugene Levy. Excellent.
Like Eugene Levy, exactly.
But do they match your hair, or are they black?
But you can always close-ish.
You can always dye your hair or dye the eyebrow. I mean, the hair is – you can change colors on hair. A good stylist can cover that.
I'm just hoping it grows back because apparently there are situations where it will not grow back.
So here's my question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So on Friday, you're doing this. It's done. Friday is the day.
Correct.
We're doing this Friday. Okay.
Yes.
So when you go to SoFi on Sunday, Carlos Saisu will be there to take pictures with you and have all these different things happening with one eyebrow. At SoFi, in front of 50,000 people.
So in other words, don't, because I've already ordered these stick-on eyebrows.
No, do not. You have to go to SoFi with one eyebrow.
Now, let me read a tweet from one of our listeners. This is from John Lapresti.
Hey, John.
Steve, don't shave your eyebrow. Big mistake. They never grow back the
same. No, don't say that.
It will totally look different than the other 100% guaranteed. I have medical background, and it is a fact. Go to a plan B. So
you're never grow back the same?
According to John Lapresti, one of our listeners.
Who says he's got a medical background.
Yes. Now, other people are quite proud of you. Proud of you, Mace, taking it like a true Trojan devotee.
I'm honoring my bet.
UNSC will be back stronger than ever. Here's another suggestion from IC Cooler. Shave them both so they match. It'll be less noticeable. That's
no,
not
it's
crazy.
Not gonna I'm going to save one.
Okay.
And I'm losing the left eyebrow.
Mace, I ride or die with you, but with two eyebrows. Give up football betting. Love your support group.
You know, it's funny. Juan texted me when we were talking yesterday, texted me from the next room while we were talking yesterday, and you suggested, I trust computers, so why don't I just auto-draft? He said, I've been telling you that for years.
Who's been telling you that?
Juan.
Oh, really?
He says, just give up. Let the computer do it for you.
Can we have a moment of honesty?
Yeah.
You dread the draft. It's like your least favorite day of the year. Like
it's true.
About 3 or 4 days before the draft, you're like, oh God, do I really, I got to give up a whole night to do this draft.
You're like doing mock drafts.
Oh yeah,
you're going
I'm into
to different websites.
Well, I've made money like, 5 out of 6 years. You've lost money. You finished dead last 5 out of 6 years.
Dead last, yes.
So I mean, preparation has something to do with.
Don't you think there's a skill to finishing dead last in a fantasy football
league? If you were playing Keno in Vegas, you would be getting all your money back because it's so hard to do.
Like if you tried to finish last, don't you think it would be hard to actually do it?
No. I mean, I could lose to you this week if I wanted to. I'd just play all the guys.
Right. It's you versus me this week.
Yeah. No, you are exceptionally bad at fantasy football. I don't know why. You're just really bad at it.
I know, because I'm really good at fantasy basketball.
Wait a minute. For 1 year.
I'm in third place right now.
Yeah, you're good this year. But you've never finished in the money before in that league.
It's only my third year, and last year was my rebuilding year.
Wait, yeah, but every year for you is a rebuilding year.
This year, I'm going for it. Look out, Trudell. Yesterday. Here I come.
You were second yesterday, by the way, and now you're third.
Well, that, you know what that means? He actually looked at the standings.
I know. I've got a bunch of guys in COVID protocol. That's the problem. My team is suffering because, like, Jonte Murray and a bunch of these guys have been in COVID protocol. Durant, I lost for a while. So that's why I drifted back a little bit. But, no, I'm very confident about that team. Fantasy baseball, I seem to have lost it also.
Yeah.
I lose to Ramona's team every year, although Ramona really doesn't do the drafting. It is her Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil is who I'm losing to.
Well,
not Momo.
It doesn't matter. There's a consistent theme here. If you play fantasy sports, chances are you're losing.
And I used to be really good at it.
Yeah, you've lost it. You know
what has happened?
You've become, you know, like people say Pete Carroll has been around too long up in Seattle. You've been around fantasy chill. You need to take a year off.
A year off from all fantasy sports?
Or just next year, auto draft and hire somebody like Carlos Isu. Hire a young guy. Hire a Lincoln Riley to run your team for a year. That's what you should do next year.
Next year, I think I am going to auto draft.
Yeah, auto draft and then have Carlo run your team.
I'm not going to have Carlo do my team.
But if
I don't know what Carlo knows and what he doesn't know. I mean,
well,
he knows
more than you. You finished last 5 out of 6 years.
He knows Twitch and Instagram Live and all that stuff, Facebook Live and Periscope. But I don't trust him with it.
He's like the new thing. He's Lincoln Riley, and you're like Woody Hayes.
Yeah, would be the greatest travesty ever if I backed out of this bet. Yeah, it would be.
You would never hear the end of it.
That's why, I mean, I tweeted, the second tweet that came after last night was, I want to honor my bet. I made the bet, and now I have to lose an eyebrow. You got to live with the consequences you make a bet. You can't wiggle your way out of it. And by the way, if I was ever going to do it, now's the time. We're all living in a hole anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, but you got to make it fun. So whoever you pick or whoever you pay to auto draft for you.
Yep.
And if you make a stupid bet, you and that person have to pay up if you end up last again.
Oh, in other words, if Carlo runs my team
and
we finish last, Carlo has to shave off an eyebrow.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go.
See,
yeah.
That's a fun way to do it.
Everybody's losing an eyebrow now.
Would you ever shave your head at the end of all of this? Like, let's say next year you end in last place.
You know, my hair is like the one feature I've got going for me. Right? That's really all I got. I've decided, and you'll question this, Ireland, and feel free to.
Okay.
That I am going to lay off the cannabis for a while.
Yeah, it won't last.
Oh, my God. You said it so many times.
Because I can't control my eating when I use cannabis. And my weight is stuck at 207 now, and I've got to get it done. That is way too – by the time we go back to the office every day, I got to be back around 200. I got to be – my goal is 190, but I got to be back to around 200. And it's National Keto Day. Do you know what the keto diet is?
I've heard of it.
I think George was on it for a while.
It's impossible.
What do you mean it's impossible?
It's impossible. You can't have any sugar whatsoever. Like, not even fruit.
You can't have fruit.
No fruit. No added
nothing
sugar,
sweet.
No natural sugar, nothing.
So you eat what? Ham?
Yeah, well, and you can't have deli ham. You can only have ham, like cut
What's
ham.
The difference?
I know, what's
no.
the difference?
Deli it, ham. It adds, no, the deli ham adds unless you actually go to a deli and they cut it straight off. If you get like the packages, it has sugar in it. I have it in my fridge.
Oh, it has, right. I see. So you actually have to get a ham.
Yes, you have to get an actual ham and cut the actual ham in order for it to work. So only meat, basically. Because you can't have bread.
And you can eat cheese, right?
Yes, no bread.
But no bread, no fruit.
Yeah, well, no sugar.
No sugar.
Right.
It sounds miserable. It sounds miserable. Sonato did do it. He said it worked for him. But I think it sounds miserable. It sounds like the Atkins diet.
Well, do you just want to lose weight? Or do you don't want to go like full crazy? Because remember, MetaFast, you'll lose weight for sure.
I think that's bad. That's bad to lose that much weight that fast.
MetaFast, I lost 17 pounds in 18 days on MetaFast.
Yeah, that's I don't know
if
that's
created. It was created by doctors.
I know, but do you think that's healthy to lose 17 pounds in 18 days?
Well, I followed it exactly. I mean, like I didn't deviate from the diet at all. The hardest thing about it to me was drinking all the water. You got to drink 80 ounces of water a day. And it's hard to drink that much water every day, but it just constantly flushes your system.
So let's do this, Mace. Yeah. Because I want to lose some weight too. Why don't you and I go on a juice cleanse? 1 week juice cleanse next week.
We're going to eat juice for the entire week?
Yeah.
Can't eat juice for the entire week.
Oh, yeah. Marcel's used to do it for like 4 or 5 days at a time.
Yeah. Every day. Let's do it Monday through Friday. A juice
cleanse. Oh, expert on keto diet. Rancho Cucamonga. Hey, what's up, man?
How's it going, Steve?
What's your name?
Ralph. Rancho Cucamonga.
Hey, Ralph.
Okay, cool. Hey, Ralph.
How's it going, John? Hey, listen, there is a product out there where you can still put your body into ketosis without regard for your diet. And look, I didn't want to really come on the air and do this. Maybe we can do this off air, but I happen to be a distributor of the product. Want to let you know there's a way to do it, Steve. It's out there, and
what
have
is it? It's like
with
some kind of supplement or bars?
Yeah, it's just a little powdered thing that you put into a drink and drink it, like
okay,
water
so,
or something like
so
that.
So, Ralph, the MetaFast diet that I went on is a lot of astronaut food. In other words, a lot of stuff in packages that you eat, but you eat a lot. You eat
you
six
just
times
water.
A day. Right.
Yeah.
Is it like that? Is it similar to that?
I'm not real familiar with that diet, but I do know from our own experience with the company that people are just receiving phenomenal results, and they didn't have to change their diet too much at all.
Well, so, hell, give it a plug, man. Give it a plug.
The name of the company is called Be Epic, and the name of the product is called Be Keto. Be as in boy, keto. So, okay. Again, I'm a distributor, so that's why I heard it, and I thought, man, I got to call him because this stuff works.
Cool. I'm glad you did, Ralph. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Let's go to Brian in Oxnard. Brian, you're on 710. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? So I heard you guys talking about the keto diet. I've done it. This is my third time doing it. I'm actually doing it right now as we speak as well. I've been doing it for about a month, and I've dropped 17 pounds. I did it back in 2019, I got married on Kobe Day, 824, with my wife. And 30 days before I got married, I was at 190-ish, give or take, around there. And I'm only 5'8", so I was kind of a little overweight. So in 30 days, I did it, which was my first time doing it. And I dropped all the way down to 164.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you can do that. It drops weight really good. And it's not really as bad as Bergie was saying, as far as it being torture, you can still eat really good, man. Like for breakfast in the morning, I have hot dogs with bacon chopped up with grilled onions with a little bit of mustard on it. For lunch, you can have like sliced deli turkey with prosciutto if you want. Like there's a lot of things you can have. Like if you go on Amazon, you can go type in keto. There's so many like keto desserts that you can buy for a good deal that tastes really good too. And you can buy like Slim Fast keto shakes as a meal replacement. They have so many different flavored bars and so much crazy stuff, man. That you can
Boy, that's a serious so amount of weight you lost, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. One last thing, too, man. I got a ticket to that award show, so I'm looking forward to going over there and meeting you. I'm going to be going over there with my buddy Manson the Clown. So my buddy Manson the Clown is excited to meet you guys and meet Bergie, too. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, Manson awesome, man. The Clown. All right, thanks, man.
Thank you very much. Sir. By the way, you can still vote for the Mandy Awards. Go to 710awards.net and vote for Mason in Ireland.
And vote for Jorge.
And vote for Jorge.
And exactly. Most importantly, don't vote for Laura.
Don't vote for Laura.
There you go. Strong campaign.
Hey, right. Hey, did you see my guy, Russell Westbrook, last night?
I did.
Zero turnovers.
Let's do
zero.
A little of that. Coming up next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, Lakers. Lakers looked pretty good last night. Russell Westbrook.
If I would have told you that Westbrook was going to play his normal minutes and have zero turnovers, you would have bet against him in a heartbeat.
100%. Well, and you know the stat is he's not done that since 2016. So it's
right
been
now he only had
years.
Two assists, which means I think he almost challenged himself. Let's see what happens if I don't play 100 miles an hour with my hair on fire.
There you go. That's the key to the whole thing. And you always say the reason you love Westbrook is because he plays 100 miles an hour with his hair on fire. He's a human video game.
Right.
And you know what? That style of play has to be what leads to turnovers.
Of course. And so now he's got to kind of dial it back the other way. I think last night he was like, all right, these turnovers, I had 9 turnovers in the game before this. Let's see if I can dial that back. Now that he's dialed it back, let's see what he can do against the Hawks on Friday. And I think a perfect game for Russ would be like 10 assists, 3 turnovers. That I'd be okay with.
Oh yeah. If you get in that range, if you're doing 3 turnovers, I mean, that's a great game.
Yeah.
So, given the fact that he has the ball in his hand so much.
Yeah. And, as long as they – and, you know, they're winning. And these are games they should be winning. They're at home.
They're
playing against bad teams.
They got to be – they got that trip coming up at Miami, at Brooklyn, at Philly, at Charlotte, at Atlanta.
Right. And LeBron's unbelievable. I mean, he's just –
he's crazy.
By the way, am I crazy to suggest – I know the Lakers are a 500 team. But am I crazy to suggest LeBron's in the MVP race?
Top 5, but not in the MVP race. Not legit.
I'm trying. If you had to vote on it right this
right now,
second,
I'd vote for Nikola Jokic.
The head of Steph?
That's a good point. Jokic is having an even better year than he had last year.
Right. It kind of depends where they finish. You know, it's weird, though, with MVP. And by the way, this is going to...
By the way, Jokic is 26-14-7 with 2 steals and a block.
He's averaging 14 rebounds a game?
Yep.
So those numbers are almost like LeBron is he doesn't have as many, but he has more assists. But the Nuggets are a little better than the Lakers record-wise, right?
Oh, yeah. Nuggets, I think, are a better team than the Lakers. They're trailing the
They haven't
Nuggets.
Played each other yet. But,
the important thing is, you've got to put wins in the bank if you're the Lakers because the tough games are really coming. You've got to beat the Sacramentos of the world.
And it also it depends what you consider.
Yeah, Denver's only 18-17, so they're a little better.
I think the Lakers are one game over
500. 20-19, yeah, one game over 500.
Yeah, so it's the same. Steph is – here's a weird thing for me to say. He's not going to win. He might not even get any votes. Have you watched a whole Warriors game this year?
No.
Draymond Green.
Wait a minute. Do we play the Warriors?
Yeah, opening night.
Oh, then yeah, I was at that game.
Draymond Green should get some MVP votes. He's involved on every single play. On offense, on defense, in the fast break game. He just... Remind me to bring this up with Michael when he's in on Friday.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever seen a guy affect the game as much as he does without being like heralded as a superstar. He's their best defensive player. He moves without the ball on offense. He gets tons of rebounds. You can tell he's the vocal leader of that team. He gets a lot of technicals, but he affects the game more than almost anybody.
Where would you put DeRozan?
I think DeRozan might be all NBA this year.
He should be.
Well, here's the problem. He's a guard. Okay, so you figure first team guards are Steph and probably Ja Morant. Second team guards,
you can position him as small forward.
Well, then do you kick off Giannis or Durant or LeBron?
It gets really tough. Then. Yeah. All right, isn't it position? It should be positionless.
I know the All-Star game.
I mean, hell, LeBron's playing the five. It should be just positionless at that point.
LeBron is playing a lot of five this year. Although Jokic is going to be the first team center.
Yes.
So you're going to have Jokic, Giannis, Durant, Steph, and
Ja Morant.
You know what? If Chicago finishes first in the East,
yeah,
maybe you do put DeRozan in there. He's been that good.
He has been that good.
Does it matter that he? I don't know if he's the leading scorer on his own team. That might be Zach LaVine.
But he gets the game winners.
He's averaging 27 points a game.
How many is LaVine averaging? Last time I looked, it was 26. So they're pretty close.
Yeah, they're pretty close. LaVine.
DeRozan's averaging 26.9, and LaVine's averaging 26.3.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a wash.
Yeah. Well, and they've got the same problem that Phoenix has. Like, who's the best guard on Phoenix? Is it Booker or is it CP3?
Depends when you're if you're looking for a traditional point guard, it's Chris Paul. If you're looking for a scorer, it's Booker. They have two different skill sets.
In Chicago, they kind of have the same skill sets. Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan both. But DeRozan is such a clutch player for them.
Yeah, man, he's hit some buzzer beaters.
So you're right. It could you've got to consider all those guys as potential All NBA players. And then
Ja Morant is no worse than second team.
I agree.
He's just ridiculous. We play them on Sunday, right?
Yeah, and he's played two games against the Lakers this year and gone north of 40 both times. So there have been some really good players this year.
You know, as the game inched along last night, and I saw Russell Westbrook take better care of the basketball, you know what I started to think? Well, maybe Matthew Stafford can do the same thing on Sunday.
Are we getting McVay today, Bergman?
Yeah, McVay's at 2.
Okay.
Ish.
If Westbrook can do it, Stafford can do it too.
But Stafford made so many great throws. Like that throw to Odell Beckham with the game on the line on 4th and 5. He had to throw that.
Yeah, huge.
I mean, he can't take a sack there. So, you know, he's got to pick his spots. But that's one of the things we can ask Sean about. The Niners, for whatever reason, have had the Rams number forever.
Even when the Niners have not been good. Stop ringing your bell, Jorge, Niners fan.
I think the Rams are due.
Me too.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Rams beat them.
And then if the Rams win and New Orleans wins, somebody confirm that. I think San Francisco's out.
Yes, you're right. If New Orleans wins and the Rams win, San Francisco's out.
And New Orleans is playing
Atlanta. Do you know why New Orleans has the tiebreaker over the Niners?
It's probably a conference record thing.
Okay. That's amazing. Because
I would love to see the Niners. So look, we can punch them out and knock them out of the playoffs. That would be fantastic.
Wow.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm over Sunday.
This past Sunday.
I'm over Sunday. I think Stafford will bounce back.
Well, some would argue that he doesn't have anything to bounce back from.
He's got to bounce back from the first friggin' half.
Right, but he did. He went 14 of 14 in the second half, 8 of 8 in the fourth quarter.
Here's what amazes me about that performance, specifically that Matthew Stafford performance. When I have what I would consider to be a bad segment on the show.
Right.
I can flush the rest of the show. Like, I cannot shake it.
Right.
I cannot get over it. I like golf.
Hit play one bad shot. Dead. Yeah.
There goes the round. The idea that you could throw a pick six and bounce back to go 14 for 14 in the second half, that takes, what is that, like, total, like, in the moment thinking to be able to shake something off like that?
Got to be a goldfish, Mace.
It is. It's the goldfish rule.
Got to be a goldfish. Goldfish has no memory. So you, if you do something dumb, you just keep going, and you worry about the next play. And that's what Stafford's good at. He, this year in the fourth quarter, 11 TDs, no picks. That's the number, as a Ram fan, that's the numbers you should focus on, is that he's the best fourth quarter quarterback in the league. So even if you get down this week, you're going to the game, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be there on Sunday.
If they're down 20-6 at the start of the fourth quarter, you're not dead. He could score two touchdowns in the fourth quarter and bring you back. And with that defense, you got a chance.
You know, I don't want to – I hate to rain on this, but I'm going to. According to scientists, a goldfish has a memory of at least 5 months.
So, wait, I stole this.
From Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Ted Lasso lied to us?
Most goldfish keepers will have heard the fact that the goldfish memory spans just 3 seconds long. Scientists have proven that goldfish memory spans are nowhere near as short as 3 seconds. Your goldfish can actually remember things for at least 5 months. That ruins the goldfish rule.
It does. Get Sudeikis.
By the way, how do
you
even test that?
That's a great point.
How can you possibly test the memory of a goldfish?
So my wife was captain of a tennis team that went to USTAs, yep. And she wanted the girls on the team, to, when they hit a bad shot, to forget about it.
Yeah.
So she got a bunch of, like, stuffed animal goldfish, and she put them all in their tennis bags to get them to think the way, and they waited all the way to the finals. You're telling me that that's all a lie?
I don't want to, it's like, yeah, it's apparently a lie according to these scientists who think they know how long a gold, like, what does a goldfish even remember? Like, I remember that time you walked up
right.
with the red
and
shirt.
How would you know?
Yeah, would you actually know?
I roll with Ted Lasso.
Yeah, me too.
Don't ruin
do
a
too.
Good bit.
I do too. I'm with Ted. All right, coming up next, let's see. Let's save the Aaron Rodgers stuff because it's really good, and we got Coach McVay coming up. And
you want to do the wheel?
Let's do the wheel coming up next.
Okay.
Yeah. Coming up next, we will spin the wheel of questions. And today, I've put all the questions on the board, and there's some really stupid ones on there. So we'll do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right, so, yeah, if you missed it, I'm shaving my eyebrow off on Friday. It'll be all over social media. Fantastic. Take my medicine. We're not going to negotiate anymore. It's just going to
Okay, so, by the way, the Metafast diet appears to have been rebranded as Optavia. Optavia. So if you want to look into it, you can look into that.
All right.
You got the wheel?
I got the wheel. I put all the questions up there, and they're all stupid. So let's see what stupid question comes up on the wheel. It is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car just sitting around not doing anything, you can bring it to Puente Hills Toyota for a free cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Give her a spin. Okay. This is probably the weirdest question ever on Wheel of Questions.
I doubt it, but let's hear it.
Okay. No, I think you're going to agree. Would you take a weekend job for $20,000 a year to be a human scarecrow and chase birds from fields.
Okay, 20K.
Yep.
It's on the weekends.
Yes.
And it's for a year?
For a year, you're a human scarecrow and a human scarecrow, and you chase birds from fields.
All right, so this is kind of equivalent to being one of those guys who stands on the corner with a sign. I'm trying to figure out if the salary is worth it. 20 grand a year.
What are you doing this weekend, human scarecrow?
All right, so for the purposes of deciding whether or not we're going to do this, what constitutes a full day's work as the scarecrow?
Oh, you know, 9 to 5.
Okay.
Scarecrows, I think, work nine.
Get an hour for lunch.
An hour for lunch.
So
you gotta admit, this is the weirdest question ever on Wheel of Questions.
It might be. So what? I'm trying to figure out. That's not a lot of money per month.
No, it's not. But you know, I always have to remind you that it's a lot of money for like a lot of people. 20 grand is a lot of money.
But I'm trying. What I'm saying is,
it's not necessarily a lot of money for us, but for regular people, it is.
So that's 18 hours. No, it's 8 hours a day. So it's 16 hours
times 52.
Divided
by 20,000, right?
There's no way this is right, but we'll try it. There's no way. We never do the math right.
We're so bad at math on this show.
Yeah. I don't think it's enough money. I think I'm passing.
Okay, you're going to pass. What about the concept of just being a human scarecrow?
Don't mind
and
it.
Chasing birds.
Don't mind it.
Come on. Come on.
I would negotiate for more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think human scarecrows have unionized, so I think
fight
for better pay and benefits.
Hey, I'm going snowboarding this weekend. You want to come with me? Nope. Got to chase off the birds.
Nope. Human scarecrow this weekend.
So,
Jorge, what about you? Human scarecrow chasing birds from fields.
Hell no. I pass, man. I'll find something
else. You're making about $1,600 a month.
$1,600 a month?
Yeah.
Not bad.
So I'm trying to figure out. So you're making a... Yeah, you could do better. You're making, so that's $400 a weekend, right?
$24 an hour.
$24 an hour.
Yeah. It's
That's way above minimum wage.
Yeah, it is above minimum wage, but I think we could find something else to get paid that much.
Bergman, how do you feel about being a human scarecrow chasing birds from fields?
Well, I don't have to worry about the Metafast diet or my Peloton. I can just chase birds around
bird
2 days.
Exactly.
Great.
You burn off a lot of calories.
I think that'll work.
Jason.
And make money at the same time? Totally in. I'll bring Riley with me. Riley and I will just be chasing the crows.
That's bad parenting.
Oh, yeah. No, the family that chases birds together stays together.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think like...
teach them the value of a dollar.
Like, if you work an eight-hour shift as a bartender, you're going to make more than that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's more fun.
Yeah. I mean, human scarecrow work... is hard to come by. If you get an opportunity like this, I say jump.
Yeah, I'll pass. Although if you take this, I will come visit you chasing the birds.
We will film you.
Yeah, just to make sure you're doing okay.
Do scarecrows even work? Like, I remember driving by when back in Ohio, you know, there were all cornfields and stuff like that. And I remember seeing birds sitting on the arms of scarecrows. Like, I don't think they even scare birds.
What you got to do is, no, you got to get those ones on Amazon that where their eyes move from side to side.
Oh, yeah.
That's freaks
creepy.
The birds out.
That sounds like a horror movie right there.
Exactly. So that's the one you got to do.
So I wanted to throw this at you. There's a prop bet.
Okay.
Will Cooper Kupp break Calvin Johnson's total receiving yards record this weekend?
How many? What does he need?
Kupp has got 1829.
Okay.
And he needs to get to 1964. So once again, the math looks to me to be about 130 yards receiving.
I'm going to say no. That's a lot against the Niners. That's a big day against the Niners. But would I be shocked if he pulled it off? Of course not.
135 receiving yards.
Yeah, I mean, he's done that a few times this year.
Yeah. Well, I think he's had 90, at least 90 in every game, you know.
And now he says that if he does break it, that it shouldn't really count because he's doing it in an extra game. You know what's interesting about it, though? Who was the quarterback when Calvin Johnson broke the record?
Oh, yeah.
So you
got to
give
some symmetry there.
Yeah, you got to give Stafford some credit for this, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so there's a Stafford prop bet. Matthew Stafford is very close to 5,000 passing yards and 40 touchdowns.
Okay.
He needs 352 passing yards and 2 touchdowns to reach this. And by the way, that's a pretty impressive season. 5,000 passing yards, 40 touchdowns. He needs 352 passing yards on Sunday along with 2 touchdown passes, and he hits that mark. Do you think he gets it?
Again, not easy against the Niners, but I could see him doing that.
I think Kupp has got a better chance than Stafford.
Yeah, I want the Rams to run the ball more. So,
well, they're good. They're definitely, I mean, here's they're doing a good job of now committing to the run and sticking with the run, and that allows Stafford opportunities and play action that he doesn't have otherwise as just a single drop back. You know, having Sony Michel, you know, like a bowling ball going through that line makes a huge difference, because then when you go to play action, you've got some credibility.
Right. I just think that the Rams normally do well when they run it, and Sony Michel's been hot. So I would like to see him run more than they pass, which would limit Stafford's opportunities to break.
Yeah,
and record.
I think that's definitely going to be San Francisco's game plan. What San Francisco's game plan is, we'll talk to Coach McVay about this at the top of the hour, but what they did a great job in the first game was keeping the Rams' offense off the field. They just had these long drives where they ran the ball repeatedly. They don't really have a bust-out quarterback. I haven't heard, is Trey Lance or Jimmy Garoppolo going to quarterback on Sunday?
You know, we'll ask McVay that. The last report I heard was it's likely to be Lance, but they haven't ruled out Garoppolo.
So Lance gives them a little bit of an extra.
Although, as a Rams fan, I would want Lance.
Oh, me too. Give me the guy with less experience.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Send Aaron Donald
with less experience.
Yeah.
No, it'll be a good game. I am going to go, and I am going to, and I'm the last guy that hasn't gotten COVID around the show. So I am going to wear a mask the entire time and not take it off to eat or drink.
Well, Jorge hasn't.
Oh, yeah. No, Jorge, you've survived it.
Yeah. Knock on wood.
Cooper Kupp had 95 receiving yards last week.
How many?
95. So he needs 135.
Yeah. Unlikely, but not impossible.
Yeah. I'm feeling more and more confident. By the way, Trey Lance last week, they only threw the ball 23 times. He was 16 of 23, 249, 2 touchdowns, and 1 pick. And then Elijah Mitchell is now their lead back. He ran for over 100 yards. So I would, and Trey Lance was their second leading rusher with 31. So it's going to be Elijah Mitchell who is the guy that's going to try to chew up time and yardage for them. And in the first matchup, San Francisco did a great job of that. So that's going to be San Francisco's game plan. It's kind of, you know what happened when San Francisco did that, then Green Bay wound up doing that the very next week. That became sort of the recipe to beat the Rams, which is just run the football and keep the Rams' offense off the field. I would imagine that's the game plan again on Sunday for San Francisco. And I say beat San Francisco, New Orleans beat Atlanta, Niners out of the playoffs.
Yeah, it's
then Philadelphia in the first round. I like that. We're the number 2 seed. We get Philadelphia at home in the first round. I think the second round, we probably get somebody like Dallas before having to go to Lambeau Field and then coming back home for the Super Bowl.
I'm not ruling out that Green Bay gets knocked off before the Rams get to him.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, that toe is not right.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that Aaron Rodgers. I think that Aaron Rodgers story is fascinating.
Me too.
Do you want to start that next?
Sure.
Okay, we'll start that. There's a guy, an MVP voter, who says he can't vote for Aaron Rodgers for MVP because he's not a good guy.
Because he's the biggest jerk in the league.
Biggest jerk in the league. So we'll jam on that a little bit when we come back next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A random question, which is really what the show is built on. Random question. So, you know, I got this podcast, Culture Pop Podcast, and I was looking at it today. You can tell where people are actually listening to it from. There's somebody in Malaysia that listened to the podcast yesterday.
Okay.
Somebody in Morocco. Just one person.
Right.
One person in Ireland.
Right.
How the hell are they stumbling onto this thing?
They used to live here. They know
you think
us
that's what it is?
Or you from here.
Somebody yeah. moved from here to Morocco and is now listening to the podcast.
Or somebody that lives here is in Morocco for some reason.
Oh, yeah, maybe they're in Morocco. Yeah, that's a good yeah. that's a good buy. Yeah, it's just the weirdest thing to me. You can see exactly where somebody was when they
like
listened to
it. Like my cousin, who's from Pennsylvania, married an Irish guy, and now she lives in Ireland. So she probably listens to Howard Stern in Ireland.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, so this Aaron Rodgers thing is fascinating to me.
First of all, this will come as no shock. You know we've had Hub Arkish on the show, right?
You know, I remember, I recall the name. I recall the name.
He's the editor of Pro Football Weekly. Back when we used to do a lot of football, he came in the show.
Yeah.
And you'll hear his voice here. He's normally a really reasonable guy. But, Jorge, did you put together the two clips I talked about that I sent you? Okay, so he was doing a talk radio show in Chicago.
Okay.
And he explains here that he is not voting for Aaron Rodgers for MVP specifically because of stuff he did off the field. Here's the first part of his explanation.
I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the most valuable player. Has he been the most valuable on the field? Yeah, you could make that argument, but I don't think he is clearly that much more valuable than Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp or maybe even Tom Brady. And so from where I sit, the rest of it is why he's not going to be my choice.
All right, and then he elaborated, they asked him, well, specifically, what has he done off the field that has annoyed you to the level that you've ruled him out? In other words, statistically, he's the best player. You're not even considering him. What did he do specifically off the field that made you rule him out? And here's what he said.
He ruined the entire offseason for that football team. They were left in jeopardy. They had no idea what they were doing. A lot of the off-the-field stuff was wasted because he wasn't there. He tortured his fan base, and he's getting ready. He's already started doing it again.
He couldn't have won the MVP before the season for you.
For me, no. Yeah, no. I just think that the way he's carried himself is inappropriate, and you know the vaccine thing just was one more, you know, log on the fire, so to speak. I think he's a bad guy, you know, and I don't think a bad guy can be the most valuable guy at the same time.
All right, so what's interesting about this argument, and it came up yesterday, is you were making the same argument yesterday about Aaron Rodgers being a bad guy. Now, I never asked you, nor did you offer it, if you would rule him out for MVP because of it, but you basically came on the show yesterday and said,
I think he's acting like a jerk.
Yeah, I don't like Aaron Rodgers because he's a jerk. Now, let me take you a step further.
Okay.
If you had an MVP vote like Hub Arkish does, he's the editor of Pro Football Weekly, he has an MVP vote, would you take your opinion and Arkish's opinion of Rodgers is the same? You guys both think he's a jerk.
Yes.
Would you consider that when voting for MVP?
Okay. So it is hard to divorce your personal feelings from your judgment about a player. For example, Ted Williams, years and years ago, was voted the MVP of the American League, and the two voters from Boston that covered him on a daily basis didn't vote for him.
Let me cut you off. He did not win the MVP. Joe DiMaggio won the MVP because the two voters in Boston didn't vote for him. He hit 406. He's the last player to hit 400. DiMaggio won the MVP because the two writers in Boston completely left Williams
off
the
ballot. Left him off the ballot. There you go.
It's exactly the same thing that Arkush is doing. They ruled him out because he was such a jerk to them off the field. So, let me come back to you again. You've explained yesterday on the show in pretty good detail why you don't like Rodgers.
Yeah.
For a lot of the same reasons Arkush doesn't
like. Yeah, constant All right. distraction.
I hand you your MVP ballot, and I tell you got to hand it in right now. Is Aaron Rodgers at the top?
No.
Because of some of the reasons Arkush explained?
It's hard for me to separate my personal feelings from... First of all,
I don't think it's necessarily your personal feelings. I think that off the... For example, Tom Brady gets all those receivers together in the offseason. He let Antonio Brown stay at his house. It didn't work out.
Right.
But Brady will do all the things off the field that help you win on the field. So I don't think it's absurd, and I don't even think...
Right, and by the way, here's the thing. As I look at it, I actually think Tom Brady has had a better year than Aaron Rodgers has.
How so?
He's thrown for more yardage. He's thrown for more touchdowns. I mean, you can make a legitimate case for Tom Brady as being the MVP. Tom Brady is 10 yards away from 5,000. Aaron Rodgers has thrown for 4,000 yards. Aaron Rodgers has thrown for 35 TDs. Tom Brady has thrown for 40 TDs.
Right.
But all that being said, I would vote for Jonathan Taylor.
Which is not an absurd position.
And yes,
where on your ballot would Rodgers be?
I'd go Jonathan Taylor, Tom Brady, and then because I think the guy is fantastic, Cooper Kupp, and then Aaron Rodgers.
That's not a crazy ballot. I don't think it's crazy. But
if I'm being honest, part of it is because I think Aaron Rodgers comes off like a jerk.
I think if it was me, if I had a vote, I would not consider the off-the-field stuff. I would just vote on what happens on the field. And this is what I've said for years, the Curt Schilling argument. Curt Schilling has alienated...
Who, by the way, is going to be voted into the Hall of Fame this year. Narrowly missed it last year.
But you may have changed your position, but you for years said you wouldn't vote for him.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. I've always said I would vote for Schilling. I understand he's got controversial stuff and, you know, hateful stuff, all the business that goes along with it. But Curt Schilling is a Hall of Famer.
Well, yeah, he's going to be. So Jorge found this. Jeff Passan was asked, do you consider off-the-field stuff when you vote for the Hall of Fame? And what Passan said was interesting, and I tend to agree with him more than I agree with you and Hub Arkush. Here's what Passan said.
I voted based on what a guy did on the field. I think the character clause is complete garbage and needs to be extricated from the entire process, because I think the notion that sports writers are going to be the moral arbiters for baseball players is positively laughable. We don't know these guys. And there are some, especially those of us who are around for a while, who actually do get to know the human beings and hear stories about them. But in reality, there's so much about players that I don't know. I'm never comfortable sitting there and using that as the criteria to keep them out. I find personally Curt Schilling's opinions on almost everything in life to be completely abhorrent. I still would vote for him. And because this isn't a museum about who's a scumbag and who isn't, This is a museum celebrating best players in baseball history, and he was one of them.
So I think Passan's main point is, once you cross the Rubicon and start considering, for example, whether or not Aaron Rodgers is vaccinated, you're going down a slippery slope. And so I would
But it's not it's not just that. It's the lying about it. It is the off-season drama. Is he going to be here? Right. Is he going to be there? Right. Is he going to force his way out? Is he finally going to come in? I mean, he did put, I think like Hub Arkish said, he did put the fans through the ringer during the off-season. Put the front office through the ringer.
Might be doing it again. Might leave at the end of the year and go to the Steelers.
Probably will be doing it. We'll circle back to this. We got Coach McVay coming up next, but we'll circle back to us because I think it's a really interesting conversation. Coach Sean McVay coming up in our next segment. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.